We are beginning tonight Shir in Siman Tzadi Dalet on page 252, the bottom line of the Mechaber. Bikumo lehispalel, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, when one gets up to Davin, Im hoya omeid b'chutz l'aretz yachzir ponov keneged Eretz Yisrael. If he was standing outside of Eretz Yisrael, he should turn his face and Davin towards Eretz Yisrael. V'yechavein gam l'yushalayim v'lamikdash u'lebeis kodshei hakadoshim. Besides facing Eretz Yisrael, you also should have kavana for Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoya omeid be'Eretz Yisrael, if he was zoyche to be standing and davening in Eretz Yisrael, yachzir ponov keneged Yerushalayim, he should face Yerushalayim. V'yechavein gam la'mikdash u'lubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he should also have in mind the Mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoya omeid be'Yerushalayim, if he was zoyche to be standing in Yerushalayim, yachzir ponov la'mikdash, he should face the Beis HaMikdash. V'yechavein gam kein le'beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he should have kavana also for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoya omeid achorei ha'kapores, we'll see exactly what this means. If he was on the other side of the kapores, machzir ponov la'kapores, he should turn his face towards the kapores. Let's start the Mishnah Bura all the way at the bottom of 252. Sifkotan Aleph, the Mishnah Bura says, a person was standing in Chutz La'aretz. Perish, kisha omeid b'chutz la'aretz l'mizracha shel Eretz Yisrael. If a person is in Chutz La'aretz, on the east of Eretz Yisrael, yechavein ponov l'marav, then he should daven and he should face west. Shu keneged Eretz Yisrael, because in that case, west is towards Eretz Yisrael. Ukisha omeid mitzad marav, and if he's standing in the west, kemo b'medinoseinu, like in our countries, in Europe and America, yafoch ponov l'mizrach, he should turn his face toward the east. V'chein b'kol haruchos, and so too with all the directions. There are only two other ones, but so too with the other two directions. V'chein habir b'mashakosav l'kameh, that's also the explanation of that which the Mechaber says later. Haya omeid b'eretz Yisrael yasir ponav v'chuli, haya omeid b'yushalayim yasir ponav v'chuli. Wherever a person is standing, if he's standing in Chutz La'aretz, he wants to face direction towards Eretz Yisrael, whichever way that may be. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to face towards Yerushalayim, whichever way that may be. And if he's in Yerushalayim, he wants to face the Beis HaMikdash, whichever way that may be. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Beis, we're on the bottom of 252. Keneged Eretz Yisrael, we said a person that is standing in Chutz La'aretz should turn and face Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'hispallu eilecho derech artzom, because the pasuk says we should daven towards you, derech artzom, which teaches us to face Eretz Yisrael. Sifkatan Gimel, we said in the Mechaber, besides when you're in Chutz La'aretz facing Eretz Yisrael, you should also have kavana for Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkatan Gimel, Ratzalom Ramit to say, Yechavin Libo, he shall have kavana in his heart, af al pi she'yesh shelo lahachzir ponov negdom. Even though it's impossible to turn your face towards them, Ratzalom Ramit, what it means to say is, she'yachsho b'libo v'rayono, ki'ilu hu omeid ba'mikdash asher b'yushalayim b'mkom Kodesh HaKadoshim. Since he can't actually face, if he's in Chutz La'aretz, he can't actually face the Beis HaMikdash, you can face towards Eretz Yisrael. But you should have your thoughts and your ideas as if you are standing in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim by the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In note number one on the next page, he writes, "Umachshava zo mevor lekamon," this thought of as if you are there, that we're going to explain later on, sheyachshav koden tchila shmona esrei, this is a thought that you should have before you start shmona esrei, shekein betfila atzma tzor sheyachshav es pirish hamilos. Because while you're davening, you should be thinking about the words that you are saying. This, imagining that you're standing there, is the thought that you should have before you start davening. During davening, you think about the words that you are saying. Sifkoton dalud keneged Yerushalayim. We said in the Mechaber, if you are in Eretz Yisrael, you should daven towards Yerushalayim. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'hispalu el Hashem derech ho'ir Hashem b'charto. They should daven to Hashem by way of the city which you chose, i.e. Yerushalayim. Sifkoton hey ponav la'mikdash. If you're in Yerushalayim, you should face the mikdash. Shenemar v'hispalu el habayis hazeh. They should face this house. Then we said, and here it gets a little tricky, we'll see a berlocha as well, but the Mechaber said at the end that if you're omeid achore ha-kapores, you should turn your face towards the kapores. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkoton Vav, what does it mean achore ha-kapores? Pirish, b'marovo shel Beis HaMikdash. If you are on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, you should face towards the east, towards the kapores. Ponav la'kapores, Sefkoton Zayin, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'spalu el ha-mokom hazeh. They should daven towards this place. V'yira es atzmo ki'ilu hu omei lifnei ha-kapores. Even though you're outside, you're behind the kapores, you should picture yourself and view yourself as if you are in front of the kapores. The Bir Halacha says as follows: Haya Omer Achorei Hakapores Atah Bir Halacha on Kuf Chav Zayin. I am a Mishabura Dahainu B'Marovo Shel Beis Hamikdash. The Mishabura explained that when the Mechaber says you're Omer Achorei Hakapores, that what it means is you're on the west side of the Beis Hamikdash. Kain Pirish Hamagen Avram. That's how the Hamagen Avram explains the Gemara. V'lachora Lama Lo Pirish Karashi. Why didn't the Mishabura explain like Rashi? The Hainu, why didn't the Magen Avraham explain like Rashi? The Hainu biyur alef amo shebein kosel ma'rovi uben achori hakapores. The way the Beis Hamikdash was set up, on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was 11 more amos before you got to the wall of the Azara. So when it says that you were achori hakapores, so Rashi learns you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you're just on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis Hamikdash. So why does the Mishabura over here go with the Magen Avraham who says that you're on the west of the Beis HaMikdash, you're outside the Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we discuss that you're in the Beis HaMikdash on the other side of the Kaporis, on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Says the Chofetz Chaim, V'niril ani azdaiti d'haya kasha leila Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was bothered. Lama lo nokar ha-shulchan aruch ha-yomid ba-mikdash yechav in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you follow the flow of the Mechaber, it says if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you should face Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim. If you're in Shalayim, you should face the Beis HaMikdash. The next line should have been, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. K'di'is the Gemara, that's how the Gemara says it. But the Mechaber changes, it says if you're standing, Achorei HaKapores. The Al Korachach, you have to say Mishum Da'ata Oser Lichnos Lo'osom Makom Deklonu Tmei Mesim. You have to say the Mechaber changed it from the Gemara, because nowadays you can't be standing in those 11 Amos outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that is a place that has tremendous Kedusha and we are Tmei Mesim and we can't go there. Like we'll see later on in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph V'Imkein Ochanami Bazeh, and therefore so too here's the same thing. V'Alkein Perish the Shulchan Aruch Kolal Bazeh Kol Atzad Sheneged Marav Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Mishabura learned rather that when it says you are Achorei HaKapores, it means you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. The after Zelachora Nichla Bamesha Omer Mitchila Hayome Yerushalayim Yasser Panav LaMikdash. And Lachora, that so it's redundant. The Mechaber just said if you're in Yerushalayim, face the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishabura is explaining the next case, if you're on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, face the Beis HaMikdash. That's already included. If you're in Yerushalayim, face the Beis HaMikdash. Who cares if you're on the east or on the west or the north? Why is the west being its own category? The kolal mistama b'dvar of l'chol ruchosav. That part of the Mechaber that you're in Yerushalayim face the Beis HaMikdash is l'chol including all the directions. So why do we need the next section of the Mechaber to tell us if you're on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, face the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Bir Halacha Yesh Lomer, the Havamina, I would have thought, Kevan the Yesh Omrin b'Gemara, the Shechina b'Marav. Since there is an opinion in the Gemara in Baba Basra that the Shechina is always in the west, and you should always face the west. Ein roi lamod ba'achorav l'marav u'lishtachavos neged mizrach. Therefore, I would have thought that even if you're on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, that you shouldn't turn around and face east towards the Beis HaMikdash, because you should never have your back towards the west. And therefore, when it says you're in Yerushalayim, you should face the Beis HaMikdash, I might have thought that's only if you're in the north, the south, or the east, but not in the west. Kamash mulon de lo kai mulon hachi. Comes the Mechaber to tell me, comes the Mishabura to explain that when the Mechaber says, "Omer Achorei Kapores, Machzir Panav Kapores," it's telling me that in fact, when the Mechaber said earlier that when you're in Yerushalayim, face the Beis HaMikdash, it means even if you're on the west side where you would have had a Havamina not to face the east, because your back should never be to the west where the Shechina is, Kamash Malon, no matter where you are in Yerushalayim, any four sides, you always should be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, even if you are on the west side. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Beis. In Mispalo Luruach Misha'ar Ruchos, if a person is facing one of the other directions, he's not facing towards the place he's supposed to be facing. If he's in Chutz La'aretz, he's supposed to be facing Eretz Yisrael. If he's not, for some reason, and we'll see why, he's not facing Eretz Yisrael, Yitzadeh Ponov Letzad Eretz Yisrael and Hubu Chutz La'aretz. He should at least turn his face while he's davening towards Eretz Yisrael. If he can't turn his body, at least turn his face towards Eretz Yisrael if he's in Chutz La'aretz. V'di Yerushalayim imhu be'Eretz Yisrael. And if he's in Eretz Yisrael and he can't face Yerushalayim, he should at least, he can't face his body towards Yerushalayim, he should at least turn his face towards Yerushalayim. V'la Mikdash imhu be'Yerushalayim. And if he's not able to face his body when he's in Yerushalayim towards the Mikdash, he should at least turn his head towards the Mikdash when he is in Yerushalayim. Says the Ramah, V'anu shemachzirin panenu la'mizrach, and we who turn our face and we face east when we daven, mipnei shanu yoshvin b'marava shel Eretz Yisrael. That's because we are sitting in the west of Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza panenu la'Eretz Yisrael, and therefore by facing east, we are in fact facing Eretz Yisrael. Then the Rama says, "Ein osin makom ha'aron v'tzara tefila neged zrichas Hashemesh mamish." Even though we're facing east and the sun rises in the east, the Rama tells us we should not make the aron and the place that we're davening directly towards where the sun is rising. Kizeu derech aminim. That's like the apikorsim, the ones who worship the sun. They face exactly where the sun rises. We shouldn't face exactly where the sun rises. Rak mechavnim neged emtza hayom. We'll see what this means in the Mishnah Berurah. We should be mechavim keneged the middle of the day. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. And then the Rama ends off and says, Umi sherotze l'kayim amorim. Those who want to be mekayim, the statement of the Gemara that says, Harotze lahashir yatzbin. One who wants to be wealthy should face the north. Because the shulchan was in the north. If you want to be wealthy, you should daven towards the north where the shulchan was. Oh, lahachim yajim, or someone who wants to be wise, should face towards the south, because the menorah, which represents chachmas, in the south. So the Gemara says, if you want to be wise, face the south. So one who wants to be mekayim, these members of the Gemara and daven either towards the north or the south, mikomokom yetzadeh panav lemizrach. But at the very least, he should turn his face towards east. And now let's see all the Mishnah Berurahs, and we'll clarify a lot, and then we'll end with a great word from the Chavetz Chaim. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches. L'ruach mishar ruchos. The Mechaber said if a person is facing with his body towards one of the other directions, at least turn your face towards where it should go. Why would your body be facing a different direction? Says the Mishnah Berurah, kigon sherota lahachkim o lahashir. You're a person who wants to be wealthy, you're a person who wants to be wise, and therefore you're facing the north, or you're facing the south, so you can't face the east. At least turn your face towards the east. V'amru Chazal told us, Harotze lahachim yajim, like we just saw, one who wants to be a chacham should daven towards the south. Lahashir yatzman, one who wants to be wealthy should turn towards the north. That's one example of why a person wouldn't be facing the direction that he really should be facing. O kigon sherochev ala chamor, or a person who is riding on an animal, on a donkey, v'yev sherlo lahachzir es asmo l'tzad Eretz Yisrael, and it's impossible for him to turn his body towards Eretz Yisrael. Mikomokom yitzadeh ponov, he at least should turn his face. L'kayim ma'shenemar, to fulfill the pasuk that says, v'espalu elecha derech artzim. Fine, so if a person is in one of these situations where his body is not facing the right direction, at least turn your face to be in the right direction. Sifkot on tes. V'anu shemachzir, and this is the Rama that says that we who face east, that's because we're in the west, so therefore we face east. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah over here. U'lefi shetzarech le'espal l'tzad mizrach. Since we have to daven towards the east, Nogu likboa haheichal shaseva Torah besocho b'kosam Mizrachi. Therefore, the minog is to put the Aron Kodesh in the east, so we can face the Aron Kodesh, which is also facing Eretz Yisrael. V'imiev sherlo likboa b'mizrach yikba b'dorum. If for some reason you can't set up the Aron Kodesh on the east, you should set it up on the south. The al kol ponim lo lemarav. But you certainly should not set up the Aron Kodesh in the west. Because then the backs of the nation is going to be to the Sefer Torah when they're facing east. The Sefer Torah is going to be in the west and they're facing the east. Miu, however, afilu kavu ahechal bekosel acher. Even if you set up the Aron Kodesh on the wrong wall, tzarech lamispala lahachzir ponav lamizrach. One who is davening needs to face east. Says the Mishnah very clearly, the Aron should be set up on the east. If not, it should be on the south. But either way, you should be facing east. And the Mishnah Berurah says it very clearly that you should be facing east. And the minhag of the world is not that way. The minhag of the world, no questions. The minhag of the world is, as we know from our yeshiva and from our local synagogue and from many, many shuls in Klal Yisrael, the minhag is not like this. But the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that you always face east, even if the Aron is in a different direction. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly you should face east, even though the minhag seems to be not like the Mishnah Berurah. But we're not going to take questions now at the end if we have time because we have a lot to do. Look at the notes over here. Note number 4 writes, Ubamaisa Shahoya. There was a story that happened. Shatzara Pona Lakivan Amikdash Hoya Bezovis Hatzfonis Mizrachis. The way the Aron should have been set up to face the Beis Hamikdash was in the northeast. But Vayidei Kviyas Aron HaKodesh L'Kivun Zeh Yismatu Ma'at Makomos Yeshiva B'Beis HaKnesses. It would have limited, for some reason, the amount of seats that you would have had if you would have put the Aron in the northeast where it should have been. And Shlomo Zalman Paskind, She'efsher L'Kovo B'Echad Mitzadim Elu V'lo L'Kovo B'Zavis. That you don't have to put it in the corner, even though that's the direct route to Eretz Yisrael. You could put it either in the north or in the east. Kevan shebedoro shelafanenu, since in our generations lo nagu lahakpid lekboa es aron hakodesh bezavis hamaduyakes kineged mokom hamikdash. Like we'll see later on, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that since in our generations the minog is not to be makbid to have the aron facing exactly towards Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if the exact direction of Eretz Yisrael is northeast, but that will ruin the setup of the shul, the amount of seats that you'll have, you could set it up either in the north or in the east. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskened. In note number 5, he points out, V'im kavu es aron ha-kodesh shelo b'tzad mizrach. We point out in the Mishnah Berurah that the aron should be in the east. If it was set up for some reason not in the east, so the Shailos and Shuvas base Shlomo writes, Shemutiv l'shenosu l'tzad mizrach, you are allowed to change the aron to a different place and put it now in the east. V'ein lochus shemorid mikedushas ha-makom she'aron ha-kodesh hayabo. And do not view it as lowering the kedusha of the direction in which the aron originally was. Since it was set up the wrong way, the kedusha was never chal over there. And furthermore, she'aron hakodesh nimtza bebeis hakneses. Still, the aron kodesh is in the shul. Ubeis hakneses beklaluso lohura mikdushaso. We don't view it as one side over the other side when it comes to kedusha beis hakneses. We view it as the kedusha of the shul. And as long as the aron is there in the shul, the kedusha remains. One more note here that's very important is note number 6. Note number 6, he points out that the Bir Halacha later on in the Hilchos Beis HaKnesses is Mesupuk, Ba'ofen Zeh She'midu L'Darom L'Tzafon. In a shul that they set up the Aron in the north or the south, Ha'im Yispalu L'Kivan Mizrach, should they daven towards the east, O L'Kivan Aron HaKodesh, or should they daven towards Aron HaKodesh, there the Bir Halacha is Mesupuk, if the Aron is the wrong way, should they daven towards the Aron, or should they daven towards Mizrach? But Ravazna writes, Iker Kimosha Kaza the Mishnah Berurah Kan. The Iker is like the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that you should daven towards Mizrach. I was looking around a little bit. I didn't see anyone who really argues on this. All I did see was that there's a Zohar that says so strong that if the Tzibur is davening not towards Mizrach, then you should daven b'yachidus. It goes so far. So the Minhag HaOlam is not that way, but seemingly most Shitas say that you should daven towards Mizrach. Says the Mishnah Berurah writer, Sivkaton Yud. We said that we face towards the east. V'im omad letzof, this is a very lemaisa shayla. V'im omad letzof, when a person got up to daven and he's at home, he's away on vacation. He got up to daven and he's facing north, o ledarum, or to the south, the hiskirulo. And they point out to him, you're facing the wrong way, east is that way. Aser lakor raglov lafol lemizruch, it's aser to uproot your feet and to change towards east. Elo ya'akim ponav lemizrach v'day bazeh. Rather, you should just, like we're saying in this halacha, turn your head towards east. You start davening the north, and someone says, no, east is over there. If you're middle of Shon Esrei, don't move your feet. Just turn your head and face with your face towards the east, but keep your body where it is. Afilu im mispalel im acherim shepneim lemizrach. Even if you are davening with other people who are facing east, again, we'll see your biyachidus, you're not with a minion, you're davening with other people who are facing the east and you're facing the north, just turn your face to be with other people. We're talking about you with two or three other people. They took out the compass and checked where east was or looked outside and you forgot about it. You just chose any direction. You should not change your feet, just move your face. The imi efsher, if it's impossible for you to turn your face, Osha Ome Panav Lamarov, or you're facing the west, so you can't turn your face to the east, that would be very difficult. Then Yechavin Libu Lakoche Kadoshim Velo Yako Raglov. Then just think in your mind that you're in the Beit HaMikdash, Kadosh HaKadoshim, but do not move your feet. Ah, however, in Mispalo Beis HaKnesses, the Avsha Milsa. But if you're in a Beis HaKnesses, you're in a shul and there's a lot of noise. There Mitzadid V'Primigodim Lomar Diyafoch Es Atzmu L'Tzad HaKol. There Primigodim says you should in fact turn around and face the way that Tzibur is facing. So when you're with a few family members and they look the right way, you didn't look the right way and you're down the wrong way in the same room as them, don't move your feet. But if you're in shul, if for some reason you got up the wrong direction and everyone's facing the other direction, that is grounds for uprooting your feet and turning around facing the tzibur. In note number 7, he writes, V'af im oches be'emtza bracha. Even if you are standing in the middle of a bracha, Rechaim Kanievsky says, She'yakor raglov l'kivan mizrach. You should uproot your feet and face mizrach in this scenario. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein pasak b'sefer shulchan Shlomo, that if you are in a shul and you got up the wrong way, turn around. Beis HaKnesses she'emidu bo es Aron Kodesh letzad Dorum Ha'olam, a shul that set up the Aron Kodesh towards the south of the world, the kulam mispalin neged Aron HaKodesh shul letzad Dorum, and everyone in shul is davening towards the south where the Aron is, af shehu shelo kohen, even though they're doing the wrong thing, like we just said before in Sefkat and Tes, mikol makom habo lehispalel sham yispalel letzad she'atzibur mispalim. If you come to daven in that shul and you learn this mishnah berurah and you know they're doing the wrong thing because you should be facing east and they're all facing south, you join the tzibur and you face the wrong way, you face south. Ach yitzadid panav lemizrach, but you should turn your face to be towards the east. Says the mishnah berurah by this katan yudalef is going with which the Rambam said that you shouldn't make the aron directly towards the shining of the sun because that's the way of the minim. Rather, you should be mechave neged emtzah hayom. What does that mean? High lishna ladafka, towards the middle of the day, that lashon doesn't mean that. Ella, what it means is, Ratzalomar, be'era chatzi shah o shah achakach. You want to face where the sun is a half hour after it rises or an hour after it rises. Sha'oz ha'shemesh kfar noda harbi mimikoma. Because when the sun rises, we're not going to get too deep into this, but the sun goes, it goes in a southern direction. So a little bit after the sun rises, it's not directly east, it's a little more towards the south. And if you set up the shul in that way, where the sun goes after a half hour, after an hour, you're not directly where the sun rises, you're not doing what the minim do, but you're still facing towards the east. And you evaluate this at where the sun rises, or where it is after a half an hour or an hour during Tkufas Nisan or Tishrei, o Shavua Achas Kodem Lazeh, or a week before that. Va'ayim bebir halacha she'etakti es loshen ha'levush bazeh. Look in the bir halacha where I brought them the levush, and he's going to tell us the levush says in a second, right now. In the second wide line, va'ayim ba'achronim she'eskimu kulam u'dibir ha'levush. Look in the achronim where they all agree to the levush. Where we are not sitting in the west of Eretz Yisrael, it's not a direct line west to east from us, or wherever he was, but for us also. It's not directly west to east to face Yerushalayim. Rak note gam kein letzvono. We're a little bit to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Sheyamidu kosel beisakneses note tzas letzad mizraches dromish shel haolam. The Levush says that since we're not directly in the west, the Aron should not be set up directly in the east. Rather, it should be set up in a east southeastern side because we're northwest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Aron should be set up in a southeast direction. Sha'oz tamud mechuvan keneged Eretz Yisrael. That way we'll be standing directly facing Eretz Yisrael. Ubeis HaMikdash v'kotshei kadoshim. V'chein kol medina lefi tachanosa. So to every country based on its location. Ya'amidu beis HaKnesses levidarkum. They should set up their shul in a way that they're facing directly towards Eretz Yisrael. Ubesefer lecham chamudos yishev minag olam. The sefer lecham chamudos answered up the minag olam that they set it up always towards east, and we're not so medaktik to be in the southeast like we saw earlier in the pesach from Shlomo Zalman. Mikol makom mashma minei gamkein shetov yoser lasas liber levush. Even the lecham chamudos who answers up the minag olam that does it in the east directly, he still it's mashiv him that it's better to do it like the levush in the southeast. The im is damin lomakum sha kosalu keneged hamizrach, and if you go to a shul where the aron is set up directly towards the east, hu mitzadid ponav neged mizrach hazromis, he would turn his face towards the southeast. Ayin sham. Ach im is damin lo sha'omeru mispal betzad drom aron kodesh. However, if you are standing on the southern side of the aron kodesh, lo yasekein, then you shouldn't, if the aron's on the east side and you're on the southern side of the aron, you shouldn't turn your face towards the southeast. Sha'oz yia nira kehofech oref velo panim klapei aron kodesh. Then you're turning the back of your head to the aron kodesh because you're on the southern side of the aron kodesh. If you're going to turn your face now towards the southeast, so now your back of your head is going to be facing the Aron Kodesh. That's not appropriate. Ayin shom b'lechem chamudos. V'kosav v'primigodim. D'bamakomo sha'osin ha'kosal mamish neged ha'mizrach. In places where they make the wall, where the Aron Kodesh is, mamish towards the east. Tov lasos mekom harav litzvon Aron Kodesh. You should make the rav seat to the north side of the Aron Kodesh, kidei sheyuchal lahadrim v'yachkim, so that he could turn a little bit towards the south to become wise, even though he should be wise already, but he should become wiser, he should be able to turn towards the south. Because if the Rav's seat was on the south side of the Aron, and he would turn towards the south, that would be his back of his head towards, facing the Aron. Therefore, when the shul is set directly towards the east, and you want the Rav to be able to turn towards the south, to be facing Durham, to be Yachkim, so his seat should be in the north, that way he's also facing towards the Aron Kodesh. But in places where they set up the Aron like the Levush, that the Aron is in the southeastern side, then it's appropriate to put the Rav seat on the right side of the Aron. Unless it's going to get a Vavu Machlokas, then the Rav should not be Makbid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Beis. This is a very important point over here. We said one wants to be mekayim harotza lahasher yatsbin or lahakim yadim. If you want to be wealthy and turn to the north, or you want to be wise and turn to the south, we said in the Ramah that you should turn your face at least towards the east. So you see, the Ramah explains that Gemara that your body should be turned towards the north or south, depending on what you want, and your face should be turned towards the east. But the Mishnah Berurah says this of Katan Yudbeis veRashi Pirish Ipcha. Rashi explains the Gemara the opposite way. Sheyamud leMizrach, that you should always face with your body towards east. VeYitzadid Ponav leDarim leTzafon, and you should just turn your face towards the north or towards the south. You want to be wise, your body should face east. Turn your face towards the south. You want to be wealthy, face your body towards the east and turn your face towards the north. Very important note over here. Note number 8 from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ubir Agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach Sheina Kavona Sheyamur Kolkach Mesha Sheina Kavona Sheyamur Kach Kol Mesha Chatzfila. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean to say that the whole davening your face should be towards the south if you want to be a Talmud Chacham. Ela Shebishah Shemispal Al Chochma Yadrim. When you're saying the Brach of Atachon and you're davening for wisdom, then you should turn your face towards the south. Ubishah Shemispal Al Ashiris Yatsbin. And at a time when you're davening for wealth, then you should turn your face towards the north. So according to Shlomo Zalman, a person should always be davening towards the east. And when he comes to Atachonin, he should turn his face towards the south. And when it comes to Brach of Ashiris, Baruch Aleinu, then he should turn his face towards the north. So you can be kind of both. You can be wealthy and you can be a Chacham as well. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the last line, V'chei Minagenu, that is our Minag V'nachonu, that is the proper thing. Not like the Ramah that your body is faced towards the north and the south and you turn your face towards the east. Rather, your body is always to the east and you turn your face to the north or south. Kodesh Shalom Zalman, both the north and south at each time. Otherwise, you're going to be different than the tzibur. The whole tzibur is going to be facing east, and the guy who wants to be rich is facing the north. The guy who wants to be a chacham is facing south. Everyone's going to be facing different directions. Kasev prima gadim tiba makomo shosen kalavush, places that do the aron colors like the lavush hakosel etzad mizrachas dromis, that they put the aron towards the south east. Ain't tzarech lahadrim. If you're already facing towards the southeast, you don't have to be madrim to be a chacham. The belav hachi kenu, because anyway, you're already facing towards the south and you're okay. Gami esher lahatzpin. In that case, it would also be impossible to turn towards the north. The nirek hofeh pun of Eretz Yisrael, because if Eretz Yisrael in the southeast and you're facing the southeast, and then you get to turn your head all the way to the north, that would be putting your back to Eretz Yisrael. That would be inappropriate. So if the shul is set up like the lavush, then you're stuck to become a Talmud Chacham, and you're not going to be able to become wealthy. I want to end with a very geshmak of word that I saw b'shem Chavetz Chaim. In Sif Aleph, we said a very interesting thing. It says, when you get up to Davin, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, you should turn your body towards Eretz Yisrael. V'yechavin gam, and you should also have kavana for Yerushalayim, and the Mikdash, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the Machaber talking about? Just tell me that when I'm davening and I'm facing towards the east, facing towards Eretz Yisrael, I should have kavana for the Beis HaMikdash. Why do I have to have kavana for Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why do I have to have all three things? Just tell me, face Eretz Yisrael and have kavana for the Beis HaMikdash. The Kodesh HaKadoshim includes the Beis HaMikdash, it includes Yerushalayim. So why these different levels that you should be facing Eretz Yisrael and have kavana for Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And I saw brought down B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim says it's giving us a lesson in Avodas Hashem. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, a person always wants to jump madrigas. A person wants to become a tzaddik overnight. He wants to all of a sudden be on the highest madriga. The Machaber is teaching us, no, everything has to be in the proper time. It has to be the way in Avodas Hashem is one level after another level. First, you have to have kavana towards Yerushalayim. Then you have to have kavana towards the Beis HaMikdash. Then you have kavana towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We don't go directly to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A person can't jump levels. There's no shortcuts to Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is a slow, consistent growth that a person starts off in Yerushalayim, eventually gets to the Beis HaMikdash, eventually gets to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mitzvah Hashem, we should follow this Mahalach and all become HaKodesh HaKadoshim Diki Yidin. Yashikayach. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.